You know, the message to our continent was very important. Of course, some may agree, some may disagree, but it doesn't matter because, you know, he was speaking his mind. And one thing that really made me happy was when he started telling what his suggestions are, he said, I'm saying this as a friend and as a partner. And that was very, very kind of him because we don't want to have someone who patronizes us. We need partners, as he had actually said it in his speech. We need to have our dignity. And he said it in a very dignified way.
The day before, President Obama met with your prime minister and talked about the need for your government to open up the political space and loosen restrictions on, say, the opposition and the media. Can you give me a reaction to that?
Yeah. He raised that issue, and as I said earlier, it was in a very understanding way. He even said, no two countries can be the same, and we're not asking you to be the same as some of the mature democracies, in a very humble way. Not only because he had said it, we also believe that we have challenges, we have problems, because we believe that our democracy is a nascent democracy. We are in the process of building it, and you would expect some challenges in a nascent democracy. So his remarks are not actually unfounded. So democracy is always under construction. You have to nurture it regularly. As you know, Ethiopia is a very, very, very diverse nation. And in order to unite the diversity and sustain growth, we need democracy.
Mr. Foreign Minister, as you mentioned, he talked candidly, and one of the candid talks he did was he asked African leaders to respect the term limits as inscribed in their individual national constitutions.
Yeah, that's very candid. So, you know, all countries should respect their own laws and their own traditions. But there is one thing that people really debate on. The issue is whether, the majority and whether the people at large are in support of it, because people made a law and they can change the law. So that should also be taken into perspective. But the most important question here is whether the question to revise a constitution to even increase the term limit is a genuine and popular question from the people or not. As long as it's genuine, as long as it's popular, it's fine with me. Because we have the two systems. Some countries have term limits, some countries don't. Which one is correct? I cannot tell